Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Nobody Panic with me, Stevie Martin, that's my name.
And me, Tessa Coates, that's my name. And here we both are.
Here we both are. We are each week, well, taking actually your suggestions for how-tos. And this week, I think, is a little special one. It's a very specific request that we got on email. It's something that I think most of us will be able to relate to. A bit of nostalgia, but we've got to help her out. Tessa, please.
Please. This is one, I think we're both very excited about this episode. I hope we do it justice. This is the email that we received, and I hope it's okay. I'm going to read it out in full. Dear Tessa and Stevie, I've recently started listening to your podcast and I really enjoy listening to it. You always make me laugh. I was wondering if you could do a podcast about how to go to a disco. It is something I struggle with, but sometimes force myself to do. From Orla, age 11.
Could not have related harder to this email.
Orla, we read that and we just, both of us, well, I personally just slid off the sofa straight onto the floor.
Like an eel.
Like a little eel. I just thought, Orla, yes, it's so hard. And I remembered exactly what it was like to be 11 and how to go to the disco. It's so tough.
Yeah, it's so tough. And also then when you go to secondary school and there are discos then, and then you're like, but now I know less people. Like, what am I supposed to do at it? Oh, very hard.
It's hard. It's so hard. And it spoke to us deep into our soul.
But we also thought, well, we can maybe help, but also it'd be good to get other listeners to help you out as well, Orla. So this entire episode will be very much directed at one
Orla,
person.
This is all for you. No, it's not.
It's for everyone.
Everybody turn it off. This is going to get exactly one download. And any more will be very cross. This is all for Orla.
But yeah, so we got some people message us with their tips as well, so that we could get a breadth of advice. Because as well, like, it's something that you will always in your life have to go to a variation of a school disco. You won't be going to I haven't been to a school disco since I was at school, though I'm very old. But there are things each year, there'll be at least a couple of things that are essentially the same thing as a school disco. Mm-hmm. And you have to, as you get older and as you get more experience of going to them, you know how to do it. But those first few are very, very tricky. So the advice, I suppose, will be for everybody that doesn't want to go to a social event. But we're very good. I'm also going to be very specific about school discos in particular, because it just, oh God, it's so evocative of a particular time. Also, I tried to get my dad to send me a photo, because this is a photo of me at my first school disco, and I am in year nine. I'm 13. No, I'm in year three, and I'm wearing a little velvet waistcoat and a little velvet pair of shorts with white tights and very strange black patent shoes and a huge white ruff. French Renaissance, we're talking. And I remember specifically Barbie Girl, which is a very old song, coming on, and me sort of wafting my ruff to the music and thinking that at the time I knew I looked insane. But then looking back, cannot believe I was allowed out of the house.
I remember going through a phase of wearing this green, very long polo neck, and it was so long on me that it does suggest it was an adult's polo neck.
Right.
And I'm open to the idea it was my dad's. So I'm wearing my dad's green polo neck that I had belted in the middle with a belt. And
very
I believe
60s.
Well, it wasn't popular at the time. I thought I looked a bit like Robin Hood. That's how I sort of imagined myself, because I'd made a sort of tunic affair. And then these trousers, I was a very long child, very tall child. And all our clothes had come from car boot sales. So you just took whatever you could get. If it didn't fit, you put it on anyway. I never had a pair of trousers that fit, so my ankles were all out. And then I had this tunic on.
Ankles are out, saucy.
Saucy. The ankles are out, but not in a saucy way, in a like, those trousers are too short for you way. And I remember, I'm open to the idea it was also Barbie Girl. And I remember doing quite a choreographed dance as though there were specific moves for each bit. And I remember two boys that I quite fancied like copying me. And then I remember being like, oh, they think these are like the moves.
Yeah.
And then the pressure of having to lead the school in in the dance as I became the group choreographer. And I had to make each move look as though this was it. And I just remember being like, I'm stuck here. I'm trapped here now.
The dancing is very hard at the disco, especially that first half hour where no one really knows what to do. All the boys are at one end of the hall. All the girls are at the other. The boys are sort of like, you know, what's the word? Running and sliding on their knees.
Running and sliding. Yeah.
And the girls have like spent ages getting ready and are like, is this it? Is this the big day? Because this is not doing it for me.
But that's the thing. You can't actually express that feeling, which is this it? Like, yeah. not that you mustn't say it, but like you actually haven't got the words to describe the feeling, which is just, is this it?
Because it is it. This is the disco. Is it? If you're not enjoying it, that's your fault. As we have discovered with Ola's email. And I remember feeling like that, you know, now when I go to an event, I will have an opinion as to whether it's a rubbish event or a good event.
Whereas when
it's
and you'll be able disco, to say, this is a bad event.
This is pretty bad, isn't it? Whereas you don't have that yet. But before we get into it,
it's like Bob Geldof's memoir is literally called Is This It?
As is the Strokes album from the 2000s, one of my favourite albums. Very powerful.
Look, if the Strokes and Bob Geldof are feeling it, how are we not to feel it? Right, let's get in there. Stevie, what's your adult thing of the week?
So we did an episode a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was last week. I don't know what week or day it is, or month. I found out it was going to be October in a bit. Lost my mind.
I mean, in many ways, it's going to be March in a bit. Like,
it's going to be the end of March. When is it the end of March?
Anything's going to be it in a bit.
So it was my sister's birthday recently, and we did a very good job of doing like us, because I'm still sort of socially distancing, but it seems like genuinely, considering the events I've been to, that doesn't seem to be the majority of people who are doing that. But we did like a social distance kind of thing where it was like we found a pub that's got like an indoor bit, but very well ventilated in the beer garden. So it was just me, my sister, and my sister's boyfriend they're living together. And we didn't hug or we didn't do anything, but we like basically drank loads of champagne and had a great time. Really lovely, had a great time. Then the same weekend was my friend's birthday. I don't know her friend.
And I don't know her.
But I thought, I'll make friends with this woman.
Saw someone in the park having a birthday and joined it.
Just nearly did that with her because she had a marquee and there was also another marquee and I went to the first marquee and it was like a 10th birthday party.
It's because the whole country's having a party in the park.
Everyone's
so you're just like, is this me? No.
Yeah, okay. Thankfully the birthday cake said, you're 10 today. So it's like, oh, right, I can't be EJ, you know. So really lovely time. But then the problem is obviously you're all sat around. There's loads of people. I was like on the outskirts of the group anyway, because I don't really know anybody. But there's crisps and stuff. And then, you know, I've drank a bottle of champagne now. And now I'm eating the crisps. And did a double dip? I don't know. And that's all fine. But it was a bit more than I'm ready for.
Yeah.
And so now I've made the decision to go back a step and just meet some people on their own and do what I used to be doing, because I felt like I've pushed it too far. And so I'm supposed to be meeting somebody, and I messaged them and was like, I'm not doing hugging and I'm sort of socially distancing. Is that okay? And they were like, fine. So I basically took our advice of messaging ahead.
Wonderful.
I don't judge anyone for doing it, but I don't want to do that. And I think that is an adult thing of being able to sort of back
that's
your own opinion.
Adult. No shade.
No shade. What is your adult thing?
Mine might make me sound like an imbecile, and maybe you all know this, but I, in the Tesco's checkout, have just discovered, to me, the bagging area bit, the weigh scale bit, is like such a small area. And I was always just like, if I had lots of things, I was just like towering them up into a tower in there and then being like, and then if you took them away, I was trying to sneak one away and then it'd be like, put it back. And I'd be like, well, I've made a tower. I can't put it back.
Yeah.
And I was always like, how is everyone else doing this so normally and not making this giant tower? Anyway, I've just discovered that you go scan, weigh, and you leave it there for 1 second, and then it's and then you can move on to the next thing, and then you can take it away from the weighing bit.
What?
Yeah.
Whenever I take it away, it says
yeah. So leave it there for one more second than you've been leaving it.
Oh my god! Okay.
Right, and then yeah, I didn't know either, and I was just building this giant tower. And then when it would topple off, and then it would shout at me to put the things back in, I'd be like, I can't. So I would like try to push it down with my hand to like make up. Anyway, it turns out you go scan, place, leave it there for 1 second. Then the screen slightly changes, and then you can do the next one. You can take it out and then just weigh the next one, and you individually place things on the scale.
Like I'm equal parts. Yeah, like I obviously you're not an idiot, and I trust that what you're saying is accurate. But I can't believe you. I have to go and do it myself now in the co-op.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you knew that, congratulations. If you didn't know, welcome to the future. Enjoy your next shop. Right. Let's go to the disco.
Let's go to the disco. Now, one thing is, before we go to the disco, I wanted to attempt to say something, which is that when you are, and also please, there is no patronizing coming out of my voice here. Very much a thing that you learn, I think, as you get older. We touched on it before. Is that when you're younger, often you feel like you're the problem rather than the thing that you're going to. And you feel like, well, if everyone else is having a great time and I'm not, then why am I struggling? What's wrong with me? I'm going to ruin the night. And as you get older, I think most people I know don't enjoy the adult version of a school disco, which is essentially going to the club. I certainly don't. And as you get older, the difference is that you're able to kind of go, okay, well, I know how to get through this. Like, also, I don't blame myself for not liking it. I'm just somebody that doesn't particularly like the loud music, doesn't particularly like the, but I can still find things about it that I can enjoy. So I like hold on to the things that I like. Like, I like seeing my friends. I like having some good snacks. I like, sometimes a song will come on and I'll be like, oh no, I do like this song, that's good. But I know people that refuse to still, you know, age like 30, refuse to dance and have never danced and don't do that sort of stuff. So when you're at a school disco and you're like, oh, I don't really like it. One thing is to try just to kind of accept that you don't like it. And that's totally okay. And also lots of your friends will also not like it, but they'll be pretending they like it because just like you, they feel bad for not liking it. And yes, of course, you don't want to be the person being like, this is rubbish in the corner. And no one wants to be that. But you don't have, there's not one or the other. You don't have to be like, this is the best thing in the world. Or you're like ruining everybody's night by saying, isn't this terrible? She will talk about how terrible this is. I just wanted to throw that out there. It's a lot of the podcast episodes that we do all about perspective and all about being like accepting that it's totally okay for you not to enjoy it. And if you still have to go, which is school discos, you sort of forget, but you don't have to go, but sort of you do, don't you? Because if you don't, then you're the person that didn't go to the school disco. I do remember that. But actually, it's so fine to not, but it's very easy for us to say it's fine to not when we're not at school. And, you know, it's something that everyone goes to, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's like, unless you absolutely hate them, do give it a go. But now you've got this armor on that says like, hey, it's okay to not love this, for this not to be the most amazing thing in the world. And actually just like accepting that opens you up to being like, okay, like now I can have a sort of different fun time. Maybe other people will follow my lead to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I sometimes think the music is a bit much, or I get nervous dancing, or all of those sort of things. Because that's basically what growing up is just everybody quietly revealing to each other that they had been secretly not enjoying something for many years. We start with Joe Leather's message. This is our friend Joe Leather, who we went to university with. Top egg. Came in, Stevie put this message out asking for tips. He came in so hard and quick with, with the following.
The following was, guys, I genuinely got in so much trouble twice at school discos for doing horrendous things. Okay, that's no intro. We're writing.
Hello, Joe.
One, I deliberately bought the entire stock of Panda Pops knowing it was extremely hot and sold them at an inflated price until I was shut down.
I think that's so funny. Just going straight. And also nobody checking a child who's like, yeah, I'll take your whole stock of Panda Pops, please. Can I have 50 Panda Pops? And then the adults just letting them have them.
Yeah, that's the thing as well.
Did he buy them or did he steal them?
He bought the entire stock, which does show that he's been given some sort of angel investment from his parents. He's obviously been given like £10 or something.
Yeah, that was a lot of cash to be packing, hey?
A lot of cash. Panda Pops, if they don't still do them, lovely, terrible sort of Coca-Cola knockoff drinks that were always blue.
A range of colours, all the colours of the rainbow, and they were about 20p. And though apparently at Joe's disco, they were, who's to say what he was getting for them?
They were so sugary. The other thing that he did, basically, he charged 20p in exchange for a flash of his cheeky bits. And weirdly, that got him in way less trouble than the Panda Pop debacle. Right, well.
After he was shut down for racketeering.
He got his bum out. So tip number one. Just turn it to your advantage. Make it your own like capitalist microcosm. Just start making sweet bank out of it, to be honest. Make the disco work for you.
Tip number one.
Yes. Tip number two is a lot of people said this, and basically pretty much everyone that got back to us said a variation of getting ready with friends is really important. And because then when you arrive, you're arriving together. You're not arriving on your own. Arriving on your own, I still don't like arriving to parties. I'm on my own. You sort of, because you don't know who's going to be there. That bit where you walk in and you're like, where do I stand? Mm-hmm. What's the bit that, do I sit there? Like it's so, and it's all dark and you what if you sit with the wrong person? Oh God, too much stress. But if you have friends, and make sure that they're friends that you actually like, they're not just like, they're cool and popular, so I'll just sort of like take, because then you'll just feel really insecure and underconfident anyway, because you're not actually, go with your actual good old pals and, you know, arrange to go around to someone's house beforehand and that their mum can like, you know, drop you off or whatever.
Take your picture in the hallway and drop you off.
Take a picture in the hallway.
The getting ready is often the best bit, and that will continue to be the case for most of your life.
The rest of your life, yeah, even now.
And you also had somebody too. You've got ready together. You've seen what the outfit is, so at least you've had a bit of a crisis with somebody. You know, you discussed what you're wearing. Again, wore a polo neck and a pair of velveteen trousers for many years. What was I doing?
I went to Sporty Spice. So I had like once where I had like a very like a cropped yellow vest and sort of like those, just a cool pair of track pants. And I just would just do high kicks. I just did high kicks.
Oh God, you got to have a thing. You got to have a niche.
That was my thing. And then another girl turned up as Sporty Spice and then we had a high kick off and she could do it higher than I was. And then I spent the whole night very dejected. The thing as well, if you're going to somebody else's house to get ready, always good to bring like your outfit A and your outfit B. So if you arrive there and someone and everyone's like, okay, that's a choice, you can be like, that's okay, I've got this other guy that I could wear as well. So you're not stuck in because I think it's so important to wear something that you feel really comfortable in and really happy in, and not like, oh, this is not very me, but it's cool. Or, oh, it's like the shoes are uncomfortable. Like you want to be so comfortable, but also feel like you look the business.
And also, if you've never felt the business, like I went through a long period of showing people's houses and then being like, oh, I forgot my bag. Can I borrow something of yours? So that to take off the press, what?
Just, that's such like, that's really both smart and also like very, the thought of a girl turning up to my house being like, can I borrow some of your clothes? I'd be like, well, I don't know. No. Like, what? What if you get Panda Pop on them? Also, then that puts pressure on...
You're such a mean friend to not give me again your clothes. I'm like, Panda Pop
I'd
on
give
them.
Give you clothes, but also my clothes, I had Austin... I had like weird velvet roughs. And that puts like pressure because the amount of times people are like, oh, can I wear a dress? And then they're like, I don't really like any of that. And you're like, oh, I mean, bring your own dress.
Okay, well, listen, the bar was so low because of the old short velvet trousers issue. So nothing you could provide. I think what I wanted more than the clothes was like to take the pressure off of like, I chose this outfit.
Okay, I see what you mean. Wow. Yeah.
A lot going on. A lot going on for me. Yeah.
Understood. But also a lot going on here because I'd be worried to give you something in case you were like, yeah, that's rubbish. And I'd be like, oh, all my clothes are rubbish. Do you know what I mean?
See, look, what a world of pressure we've created here that's just putting on some things on your body and going to the disco. Don't stress if you never are like, maybe you hit on some amazing outfit and you're like, holy, here I go. Maybe it's never going to happen. Don't freak out. Nobody remembers what you're wearing except you. So if you're feeling comfortable and smooth, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And in doubt, cover yourself in body glitter.
Oh, roll on body glitter always, or like a fun lipstick color. One thing as well is like, if you are panicking about your outfit, then go simple with the outfit and then just put loads of like fun necklaces, like cool, like make your hair really interesting, like do something on top of like fun shoes, you know? Everyone loves a fun shoe and a fun hair.
Put a fun shoe on. And also, what if you're thinking like, oh, I don't want to, what we'll get to it, but having a piece, a talking piece, allows you basically a conversation flag that other people can be like, I see you're waving that flag. Now
like
I've got
velvet something. Trousers. You can come in and be like, yes, I'm wearing velvet trousers.
No, the okay. Short velvet trousers were not a conversation piece. They were like, No.
Oh, okay, can I guess again?
Yeah.
I say the year 2000, finally got one of those see-through inflatable backpacks. Do you remember?
Yes.
That was a talking piece, right? So then everybody was like, can't help but notice, I can see all your possessions.
Yes.
And your possessions are some glitter, a lip gloss, and that's it.
Yeah. And a little tiny purse. Exactly. That's a prime example of a talking point. So like the Velveteen Ruff, I would suspect was not a talking piece because people didn't quite know what to do with that.
No one wants it. And also I was jiggling it all over the place.
Yeah.
But
like a cool new shoe, some cool earrings or clip-on earrings, or hair that's got the chalk hair color at the bottom, or like anything that gives you a clear thing for other people to be like, now we can talk about this thing together.
Yes. Oh, I like your bag. Oh, I like your shoes. And then you've got something.
And then you're off. Yes. The conversation has begun. Now you've got something to talk about.
Absolutely.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're rolling in. You've arrived. The thing about a disco is maybe it's like 6:30 till 8:30. So you've actually not got a huge amount of time to be fashionably late.
But that's a long time in 11 years,
I remember. Sorry, yeah. Yes. But I would still arrive. I would give it 15 minutes and
yes.
Roll through the door. Hopefully things have just
forward
started.
Forward roll through the door.
Forward roll through the door and you're up and you're rolling and it's 15 minutes and you're like, now the party has started.
Yes, because you don't want to arrive and everyone, or like Mr. Dean, the caretaker, hasn't set up the decks yet.
No,
and the lights are still on and everyone's a bit like, this is awkward. You want to be there when there are already some people dancing. There are already like people at least standing around. So you're just sort of slipping in the side of the party that's already happening.
Yeah. Instead of being like, oh my God, you'll be like, is this it? Like we've got all dressed up and Mr. Dean hasn't even turned the lights off yet. Roll in a little bit late when things are already happening.
Mm-hmm.
You're through the door, you're thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Where are we going, Stevie?
We're going straight to the snack table.
The snack bar. Yes, we're going straight to the snack table.
With the friends that you've come in with, so you're not on your own and you can be like, oh guys, should we get some drinks? Should we get some whatever's on the snack table, please? You know?
Yeah, I wonder what's on there these days. Party rings?
Party rings?
Can you sell an individual party hoops, ring?
Bottles,
there must be Panda Puffs still. Yeah, crisps.
Frostland Crispies.
Oh, yeah.
Sherbet.
Yeah. Okay, so now I would say, now is not the time to be frugal.
You're going to go face first in that sherbet.
Get those pennies rolling. Don't be like, oh, I don't know if I can afford. You got to be, what I was going to say, what's a person who's like, can I get you a drink? Can I get you a drink?
An entrepreneur.
No. It's a mogul, I think.
Yeah, you're a mover and a shaker at the party. Essentially,
you're a mover and a shaker.
What will have happened is your mum or your dad will have given you, you know, I don't know, a certain amount of pounds to get some things from the tuck shop or whatever you call it in the current 21st century. And then you can do the great thing, which is like, you can say to somebody like, oh, do you want me to grab you some sweets? Or like, oh, I'll get you some, oh, Panda Pops all around.
Exactly.
And then you feel like you've got a purpose there, which isn't just like, I suppose I have to stand here and like the music hurts my ears. You are now the person who is
provided. The disco mogul.
Yes.
Right? And if your parents are like, no, you're only allowed £1, say, it's extremely important to my social development that I am allowed to be the disco mogul and buy Panda Pops for my pals. Please may I have one more pound? I will only be spending it on generously giving things to other people to ease the social situation.
May I also add that I was never given a lot of money for the Panda Pops, but what I would do is I'd be like, oh, I don't mind getting in the queue and getting it for you. So I would get the pounds, get the thing, and then bring it back as if I was a mogul, but they'd bought their own drinks, you know?
A runner, essentially.
A runner, yeah. There's also as well another job within the disco that very few people like doing, but I think would be very useful here. That's the song requester.
Oh, there's, God.
So basically, Mr. Dean, the caretaker, he's playing some songs. They're very loud. It's very loud. You're not really enjoying it. Well, one way of getting like over that hurdle is to be like, what song would I quite like to listen to? Mm-hmm. And ask around the group and be like, these songs, I don't know about these songs. Does anyone else have a song that they want? And then you can go up to Mr. Dean, the caretaker, and you can request a song. And then, hey presto, you're the manager of you're the music manager of the disco.
Yes.
It takes a lot of confidence to do that. But I'm telling you now, whoever's
high risk, high yield.
Absolutely. And no one minds. If you're a DJ at a school disco, nobody minds song requests, because he's thinking, or she, whoever's playing the music, is thinking, oh, what am I going to play next? Always. So,
absolutely. Right. And if you, when you hear that, you're like, yeah, I know exactly what I'd ask. This is the best song to
Beethoven's Fifth.
Beethoven's C major, here it comes. The Unfinished Symphony. Yes, please. But if you hear that instruction and you're like, oh my God, I've absolutely no idea. No panics. Next time you're at the disco, remember what song got everybody dancing, what song everyone was like, oh my God, this song. And then remember that for next time and make a little bank in your head of like, oh, these are like the top five absolute party classics. Mm. And then you're ready if someone's like, do you want a song? You're like, yes, here are my top five that I know are a hit. For me, The Sex Is On Fire.
Okay.
Bad choice.
Mine is Rihanna's S&M. Let's not go into that. It's because it's my initials. So I'm like, yay, Stevie Martin. No, it's not. It's a rude song. Right, yes. Yeah, so you're at the snack bar. Now, one of the things that Ola said, which I think is a thing, is like the music is too loud. And also, I don't want to ruin my friend's experience by being this person being like, I don't like this disco. So there are ways you can do that, which is try and think about the things about it that you do like, or at worst you don't mind. So are there certain like do you quite like sitting and chatting to friends there? Do you not mind dancing if it's a big group? Is that okay? Because if that's okay, then that's fine. Then you just wait for a massive group to come up, and then you can just like sidle in and just do the thing that everybody does, which is find someone that you think doesn't look totally insane dancing and just copy them. That's fine. No one needs to be the ringleader of the dance. No one needs to be like in the middle of the circle, because there's always other people to do that. And yeah, are there little things? Maybe it is the snacks. Maybe it is specific types of songs. If there's anything about the disco that you can go, well, I'll stick to doing that because I don't really like the other stuff. And that's basically what everyone does all the time for everything. And also to know that if you want to go home earlier, no one remembers, no one notices, no one minds. And you can get your mum to pick you up a little bit earlier. Literally no one's going to talk about it. No one minds. Everyone's just focusing on the things that are there. And you haven't like failed at the disco. It just wasn't your thing, but you've got through it and you've done your best. And you've done a good job of turning up and having a go.
Absolutely. You know, and also, you know, if you can find a friend who is like, yeah, it's not really for me either. Me and my friend used to make treasure hunts for each other around the disco.
Excellent.
So you'd have to make 8 clues. We used to do this for a long time. I remember doing it at an 18th. Like, I was not a cool girl.
Yeah, finding somebody who has the same feelings as you about the disco will only lead to a beneficial evening. That'll be enough, like, because then you can make your own fun. You can sit in the corner together, like, as long as you're with somebody else. And I know it's very hard because you might think, well, everyone likes it. But if you look a bit closer, you'll find that not everyone likes it. There'll be people that are not.
Oh, my Lord. You have that. Yeah, that's it. The only thing we ask of you is that you believe when we say that not everybody is having the time of their life at this experience. And even those who look like they do, they still had a moment of like, their like heart turned over when they first walked in, or like their gut was like, oh God, what's everyone else wearing? What's this? What, you know, no matter how cool and confident people look, everybody's feeling like that.
Yes, absolutely. And Abby Stanford tweeted us and said, if it's too scary, don't be afraid to head to the loo and have a little breathe. And I think that's really good as well. If you're getting a bit overwhelmed and you just need a bit of a break to collect your confidence to go back in, go to the loo, just have a little sit down on the loo, just have a little time out. And that's totally fine too. I think the problem is sometimes people will go and have a little breather on the loo and then be like, I'm so stupid. Why do I have to go to the loo and have a breather? Mm-hmm. Like, no one else is doing that. I tell you now, the editor of Grazia, when I used to work there, very cool fashion magazine, very cool woman, she used to say that she used to go and sit on the loo just to have a break. Even now, she would be like, sorry, I was just sat on the loo because I needed some time out. Like, yeah, see, look, everyone's doing it. Also, wear comfy shoes, which you have worn before. So even if they're like nice shoes, you know, maybe like wear them around the house the weekend before or something. So they're not the worst is when your feet hurt as well. And then you're like, oh, now I've got blisters and I'm sad. Terrible.
Okay, well, I will lead us to the Mount Doom of the disco, where it's all heading, the slow dance.
Yes, for me, this was very much a myth that was in American films, because when slow dance happened, we would just grab our friends. So,
oh, well done. You really got out of it. But wasn't there like one couple in like one, two people in year six who like danced holding each other on their shoulders?
Yes.
At a meter's distance.
One of them was on the other one's shoulders.
The couple who were also in Cirque du Soleil. They just popped
the
up.
The trapeze couple. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You remember them.
I remember them. There was always someone who's like going out with each other or whatever, and they would do a slow dance, but they were in such the minority.
Oh, 100%. They're in the minority, but they're still like, it's not like everybody suddenly pairs up in the slow dance, but there is this like pressure on the slow dance of like, oh my goodness, will anybody ask me? Like, should I ask somebody? Like, what about this Cirque du Soleil couple? Just if you desperately, desperately would like to dance with somebody, go shoot your shot, go right for it. And nice and respectfully, maybe you've started up a conversation by saying, I like your see-through backpack. They've said, I like your massive shoes. I like your body glitter, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe you feel confident enough to say, I'd like to dance if you'd like to dance. If they would not like to dance, no sweat. Like, there's loads more discos in the sea. Like, don't worry about it. If they do, no pressure. So don't feel that it's compulsory to ask somebody, or that you have to go up and do it, or like you've spent all evening being like, take away both the vision in your head, which I definitely used to have, that a cool boy would come up to you who hadn't never spoken to you ever before, but because
also didn't even go to the school. Like,
didn't even go to the school. He was like one of the boys from the Goonies or something. And he was going to come in as the slow dance started and everyone else had been chosen. And he'd come up to me at the Panda Pop table and be like, my lady. And we would spin into the middle. It's never going to happen. And don't stress about it.
The disco does not live or die on whether you have a slow dance at the end.
No, no pressure. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it.
And way more fun with friends anyway, especially if you get like a group of friends together and you all slow dance together in like a little tight circle. That's fun.
That's funner. That's way funner. And also, I promise that whatever boy or girl that you are really into currently at school will not be important to you in not very long time, but your friends will be for ages. So don't freak out about them. And that boy from the Goonies isn't coming. So don't worry about him either. My very last thing, which is just a social networking thing, I don't know if it will apply to the year six disco, is get two Panda Pops. And then if you start talking to somebody that you like, say, oh, I got this for my friend, but would you like this Panda Pop?
And then if you don't like them, you can be like, oh, I got this Panda Pop for someone else. I've got to go and give them this Panda Pop, so it gets you out of the conversation.
But I don't know if when you're 11, you ever get stuck in a conversation you don't want to be in. I think you're just always quite happy to be talking to anybody. Maybe.
It's been so long, I can't remember.
We can't remember whether we liked talking to people or not, but it's there as an option for you. Two Panda Pops. on account of you being the disco mogul. So you're giving them out. You're making pals. Mm-hmm. And you're remembering that everybody's freaking out. So don't worry about it. And live your life. Get your get on there. Do your moves. Don't worry
about it. Stay at the snack table. You don't have to like be pirouetting all over the middle of the dance floor. You don't have to top tip. You don't even have to dance at a school disco. You can do it. That's fine. And if a group of your friend dances, you can just like do some just very like low key moves with them. But remember that no one's looking at you because they're looking at the big group of people who are dancing.
Looking at you. They're too busy thinking like, oh my God, where are my elbows going? Not thinking about you. And so you're thinking, my elbows. And there's a whole massive school hall of people thinking about their own elbows.
But I hope that helped, Orla. I hope you feel like a little bit less about school discos.
And a little bit less alone.
A little bit less alone. And thank you everyone for tweeting in. I'm sorry there if I didn't name check you all, but all of your tips were in there. And thank you so much for helping us out and helping Orla out. Do please message us on Twitter if you have any suggestions. We've got some really nice suggestions now that we're going to be doing over the next few weeks, but keep them coming. At Nobody Panic Pod, and I'm at Stevie M. The S is a five.
Yes, it is a five. I'm at Tessa Goats, and the Gmail is nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. And that's all the business. If you are whatever age you are, we'd like to see your best disco outfit. Send us a picture.
Please.
Best disco outfit, best disco memory.
I'll post it on my Instagram.
I was like, I straight home to dig that out.
Yeah. But yes, see you next week, guys. Have a lovely disco-y week.
Have a great week. See you next week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.